I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Zimbabwe's government arrested nearly four dozen people for allegedly plotting an Egyptian-styled coup this week. But the group was watching videos of the protest when they were nabbed. The atmosphere is ripe for massive protests. Christian World Outreach's Dean Yoder says unrest is disruptive to their evangelistic work because it prevents their team from traveling. Pray. And a Twitter campaign was launched to ask President Obama and other leaders to speak up for Said Musa. Musa was arrested in Afghanistan last May for converting to Christianity. He's been tortured since and has written letters for help to world leaders. According to Voice of the Martyrs Canada, a judge recently told Musa he'd be killed in days if he didn't reconvert, so help is needed now. You can join the campaign and pray that the gospel wouldn't be put on hold in the meantime. We've got details at the website. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University. Become an MNN fan on Facebook. We have a link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.